Steel birds streak through the sky above the Syrian Levant. The pilot flew the plane all the way from Nantes. Explosions rocked the cities in this proxy civil war. So many innocents killed, they've long since lost the score. Jean-Pierre fired a missile and was heard to say he wished he could be home in France at his favorite cafe, not fighting in a conflict that shows no sign of ever ending, as the eagles of death were descending. The bars were filled with people on a balmy Friday night, out enjoying the weather, having a drink or a bite, watching football in a stadium, hearing a live band, washing dishes in a restaurant, or shopping for the latest brand. The luckiest ones stayed home, catching a TV show, not knowing how glad they'd be that they didn't go out that evening to join a war they had just last week been protesting, when the eagles of death were descending. The right is overjoyed, prepared to do their best to try to use these acts of terror to continue to deny asylum for the refugees who are largely fleeing the same men who took over their towns and cities at the very same time when they escaped the carnage to attempt to cross the sea to be refused safe haven in the land of fraternity, where this war that has come home keeps rivening and rending as the eagles of death were descending.